The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead, and they will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. This is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. The Gospel of the Lord. A few months ago, Pope Francis described the role of a shepherd as being in three different places in relationship to the flock. The shepherd always has to be in front of the sheep, but also always has to be in the midst of the sheep. They can't just be way out ahead hoping that they'll find him, but he has to be ahead of them, leading them somewhere, but also in the midst of them to smell like the sheep. But also, he has to finally be behind the flock. He has to pick up the rear to check on those that are injured or straggling behind to make sure that they don't get lost. And all at once, the shepherd has to be in front, leading in the midst of the flock, and also behind the flock. Be a way that we think of the role of the priests and bishops and the Pope as leading us, being in the midst of us and circling around to take care of those that are injured or struggling. But I think if this is really the image Jesus wants to use for himself, that it's not just how the priests and kind of the select religious are called to be like Jesus, but instead we're all called to be like Jesus, the Good Shepherd. We're all called to imitate him in leading those around us, and being in the midst of them, and being close to them, and finally, sometimes being behind them, or checking on those that are injured or struggling. So I think the question isn't just who is the shepherd, but maybe more importantly for us, who is our flock? Who is it that is entrusted to our care to take care of, to care for physically and in other ways, but also to lead spiritually into relationship with God? Priests, this is the people we minister to, the parishes that we're assigned or the ministries that we're working in. For married couples or families, it's obvious that maybe your children and those around you, but outside of that, is there anybody else in our flock? Because it can be easy for us to give the response that Cain gives after he kills his brother when God asks where his brother is, and he says, how am I supposed to know, am I my brother's keeper? It can be much easier for us to say, well, the other person is the other person's problem, and I'll do what I need to do of going to Mass and praying and taking care of the people around me, but I can't really influence or change the people around us. Well, it's true we're not responsible for what the people around us do. I think Jesus does want to challenge us to see that we have a responsibility to them. We can't totally say, well, it's not my job to take care of them. Instead, we can ask ourselves, how can I be a shepherd to them? How can I go out in front of them, leading them into a relationship with God and our Savior, Jesus Christ? How is it that I'm called to be in the midst of them, struggling through life, working with them in various aspects, so that I can see where they are and lead them one step closer to God? How am I called to look out in a special way for the poor and the suffering? That I'm called to be behind the flock taking care of those that have fallen behind. Because the beauty of that is that that's what Jesus always does with each of us. That he always wants to lead us as the good shepherd, not just showing us that we're supposed to kind of get through this life. We're just supposed to survive day after day, kind of make sure nothing bad happens. Certainly he doesn't want bad things to happen to us, but the goal for God isn't just to survive. Instead, it's to lead us to that eternal life. Lead us to Zoe both on this earth and in the life of heaven. So if we're being led by God, it means that we're not content with where we are. It doesn't mean the place that we're at is bad, but it means that we can always grow closer to him. We can always listen more closely to that voice of the shepherd. He's calling us to turn away from sin and vice and embrace the life of virtue and sacrificial love. But we also have to realize and receive that he is actually present among us. That he doesn't just run far ahead and say, well, I hope that you can make it up to heaven with me. You kind of saw how I did it. I wrote it down. So you guys just do the work on your own. Instead, he actually is in the midst of us. Especially powerfully in the sacraments, in the sacrament of the Eucharist. That he comes to show us that he wants to walk alongside us and strengthen us along that journey. Showing us that we truly can, with his help, take another step closer to him. Knowing especially that when we are in need, that when we're injured or when we're struggling, that's the time that as a good shepherd, he looks out for us and circles around to bring us back to the rest of the flock. That if that's what we're called to do, we can know with confidence that that's what Christ does for us over and over and over again. That we are truly his flock, and so we don't have to be afraid of receiving others into our flock and willing to be the good shepherd. Because when we read that or understand that in terms of today's gospel, we see that Jesus doesn't do it because he's forced to do it. He doesn't come and lead us into relationship with God. He doesn't stay in the midst of us and in our presence or take care of the sick and the suffering just because he has to. He drew the short straw with the three persons of God, and he was the one that happened to become human. He's kind of stuck with us. But instead, it says that the shepherd willingly lays down his life for the sheep. In this moment, he's preparing the apostles for the moment when it'll look like his life is literally taken from him. He's betrayed by other people around him. He doesn't willingly turn himself in to the Jewish or Roman officials. He's paraded around, and it seems like nobody can decide, but eventually someone else pronounces and declares that he will be put to death. Even as he's literally put onto the cross, he doesn't embrace it and grab it willingly, but his hands and feet are literally nailed to what will kill him. And it doesn't look like Jesus lays down his life on his own. He wants to prepare the apostles and us to see that that is actually a moment that he embraces and says yes to. That it's not just the powers of evil overcoming him, but it's him willing to be obedient to the Father in any and all circumstances. And so this willingness to love the sheep and lay down his life isn't just exhibited in his crucifixion. But I think he wants us to know that throughout the appearances of his resurrection, as he continues to work through the Holy Spirit in the Holy Catholic Church, that is still something God does willingly over and over and over again. That he joyfully acts as our shepherd, leading us into new life, walking in the midst of us, and coming up behind us to support us when we fall behind. Brothers and sisters, let us see how we can be shepherds in a similar way, how we can recognize those that are in our own flock. Certainly those in our family, those that are closest to us, but even those that are just surrounded by us by circumstances of work or the people we live next to or the people we encounter day after day. And that to them we can be willingly be shepherds like Christ. Not feeling like we're stuck with them or that we just have to be nice because they're close to us. But instead willingly and joyfully loving as Christ has loved. Willingly and joyfully going in front of them. Leading them into a new life, showing how we can live and the goodness of God here in this life. We can always find ourselves in the midst of those around us, not far away, not feeling superior to others, but instead willing to endure the things that they endure. And finally, always following up from behind the flock, recognizing those that have lagged behind and are suffering in their faith or feeling far away from God, that in a special way, we will go out of our way to care for those people, willingly and joyfully loving them as Christ has loved us. Because I think the more that we live as good shepherds in that way, knowing that we can be like Christ, we're actually able to see that he does that for us over and over and over again. So little by little, as we become good shepherds, we actually become better sheep as well, that are able to hear that voice of Christ, the good shepherd, that calls us to life, not just here in this world, not just to survive and to get by, but instead to embrace the everlasting life of the love of God, that everlasting life that he shows us in the joy of his resurrection.